Dental care is in high demand in Florida's rural areas, but there's one major problem. There are few dentists who provide that care. Delina Miller with Health News Florida discovered why that is during a recent visit with a student at Lake Erie School of Dental Medicine in Bradenton.
In a small glass-paneled room inside the school's dental clinic, Jenna Pascoli pulls on a blue paper medical gown over her scrubs. She slides on eye goggles and a headlamp, then snaps blue latex gloves onto both hands. Pascoli sits next to her patient and checks her blood pressure.
130 over 68.
Oh, I'm surprised I did those steps pretty fast for my age.
Pascoli is in her third year of dental school. She's moved beyond lecture halls and lab simulations into a real clinic on site that sees patients. Cavities, crowns, root canals, she's done them all. Someday Pascoli dreams of treating patients who don't make a lot of money or don't have insurance. But she says $328,000 in student loan debt stands in her way.
So let's say I do go to an underserved area, which is what I want to do. I need to think, how am I going to pay these loans off? But also, how am I going to establish myself as a practitioner?
Dental students need help, and it's just not happening. In the past 2 years, three dental bills passed in the state legislature, but none provided financial help. This year's bill would have given new dentists up to $100,000 a year to pay their loans or set up a clinic if they worked in communities serving low-income patients. But the legislative session ended before the House could vote on it. According to the Florida Dental Association, the state has 1,100 fewer dentists than it needs in rural areas. The biggest shortages are in the Panhandle and interior parts of South Florida. Pascoli went to Tallahassee to push for the bill. She says there are plenty of students willing to serve.
Florida is a large state, and it has access to care issues. We are here. There are plenty of dental students to serve those needs. We just need help.
Even before the latest bill failed, some Florida dentists were moving forward on fixing at least part of the problem.
And it's not that you're getting old, because I know how young you are.
Terry Buckenheimer is a dentist in Tampa. Most of his patients can afford dental care or insurance. That lets him participate in the statewide Donated Dental Services program, which provides emergency care free to low-income patients. He says this year's bill would have helped young dentists do the same. Instead, they're in serious debt.
Dentists now are coming out of dental school $200,000 to $400,000 in debt, and they can't afford to go into an underserved area or a rural area and hope that they can gain enough assets to pay off their loans.
Michael Ignatz is a dentist in Weston and South Florida. He's working with the Dental Association to build better partnerships with communities and dental schools.
We looked at past legislation that has either failed or legislation that has passed and has not really worked. And that's why the Florida Dental Association came up with Florida's Action for Dental Health. We looked at a comprehensive approach to try to promote attainable dental care for uninsured and underserved people in Florida.
Part of the plan is to get state and federal funding for county health clinics and dental practices in low-income communities. It would help dentists and aspiring dentists, like Pascoli, practice where they're most needed and pay the bills.
Students who want to serve the underserved, we're not looking to make some sort of astronomical salary, but we do at the end of the day have to pay off our debt.
Without help, students at Florida's three dental schools are tempted to go into corporate dentistry where they don't have to worry about the bottom line. Pascoli says she will do what it takes to pay the bills.
But at the end of the day, I will not be able to advance my career and build a practice in an area that needs me to be there if I can't get some sort of help with my loans. It's not going to be possible.
You ready? We're just going to be going through a couple of steps to shine this up, okay? Turn towards me a little bit. Perfect. You okay right there?
At least, she says, she has another year before she has to make that decision. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.
Congress is now taking a look at Governor Scott's showdown with the federal government over health care spending. That story, along with other reports on you and your health, can be found on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.